Today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show, NBA teams do their homework when researching a prospect. They dig deep.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done!
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
This is Reese Davis from ESPN, and you're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Thank you for listening to the show that is truly committed to raising the game by making every episode a micro clinic. I'm your host, Alan Stein. Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Dish, the only shooting machine we endorse at Pure Sweat. In today's episode, I share what NBA teams really want to know when researching a player. But before I jump in, did you know that the Crossover team makes film sessions easy and efficient by organizing your video clips for you? You can easily share clipped film with everyone in your program on any mobile device. Visit crossoverwithak.com/puresweat to try a game for free and let them help you be more productive in the film room next season. During the 7 years I spent at Montrose Christian and the 6 years I spent at DeMatha Catholic High School, I received tons of emails, texts, and phone calls from NBA personnel inquiring about players that had come up through our programs. Players like Terrence Ross, Justin Anderson, Kevin Durant, Victor Oladipo, Jeremy Grant, and most recently, Markelle Fultz. NBA teams do their homework when researching a prospect. They dig deep. And despite my previous roles as the team's performance coach, they rarely asked me questions about the respective player's athleticism. Almost everything they asked about was within a few degrees of their intangibles, their character, their leadership, their coachability, and their work ethic. They never, and I mean never, asked about how high a player's vertical jump was or how much they could bench press. I will say that looking back, the two most interesting and insightful questions I ever received from NBA personnel were, one, have you ever seen him walk by a basketball without picking it up to dribble or shoot? This question was to offer some insight into the player's love for the game and their passion to play. And two, would you let this young man date your daughter or your sister? This question provided insight into their character as a man. Now, even though I am one full year removed from my time at DeMatha, I received an email the other day asking about Markelle Fultz. I'm going to keep the sender anonymous, but these are verbatim the questions I was asked, and I'll give you a brief insight into the responses I gave. Given how his recruitment exploded late in his high school career, how well did Markelle seem to handle the pressure and sudden change in expectations that may have been placed upon him? My response? He handled everything unbelievably well, with tremendous humility and maturity. He rose to the expectations instead of allowing them to make him complacent. What makes Markelle tick, be it on the floor or away from it? My response? Markelle simply loves to play the game. He is a true and rare gym rat. Alan, given your expertise in the field of strength and conditioning, how well did Markelle take care of himself in that regard? What type of changes might he need to make to keep his body in peak form for an 82-plus game season? My response? Markelle appears to have made tremendous strides in his size and strength while at Washington. He just needs to continue down that path of progress. He was always fully committed to his proving his body when he was with me at DeMatha. In terms of his personality and practice, in the locker room, on the road when traveling, how would Markelle fit with an NBA team? As an 18-year-old, is there a level of maturity that he's yet to reach? My response? Markelle's best qualities are his intangibles, his character, his integrity, his leadership. One thing Markelle does not lack is maturity. I absolutely positively know he will add value to any NBA organization's locker room. While at DeMatha, how well did Markelle get along with his teammates, managers, and the support staff? My response? Markell is one of the most liked and likable kids I have ever worked with. He's mature, yet playful enough not to take himself too seriously. How would you best describe his support system, parents, past teammates, etc.? My response? Markell has a wonderful support system and inner circle, which to my knowledge is primarily made up of his mom, Coach Jones, and a few other close family and friends. He has always remained well insulated and very grounded. To your knowledge, what types of hobbies does he enjoy away from the game? My response? Honestly, I have no clue. I don't know Markell well enough on a personal level to be able to answer that. And last question. If you were to give Markell one piece of advice going into the draft process, what would that advice be? Likewise, what might be something he needs to do or continue to help improve his game moving forward? My response? I would tell Markell to simply be thankful for the opportunity to make his dreams come true, but to never be satisfied or get complacent. That making the NBA is actually the easy part. Staying in the NBA is the hard part. I would also tell Markell that no matter how much money or fame he gets, that he needs to always train, work, and practice like he's on a 10-day contract. Well, that's it. That is literally the series of questions that I was recently asked by NBA personnel about Markell Fultz. If an NBA team is going to invest millions of dollars in a player, they need to know anything and everything they can about that player's character. So what is the lesson from this? Everything you do matters. Everything. On and off the court. Well, that's it for me, folks. I really appreciate you listening. I hope I helped you raise your game. We want to thank our partners at Dr. Dish for uplifting basketball training with their groundbreaking shooting machine. Check out drdishbasketball.com for more. All right, let's get back in the gym.